Hello and welcome to another edition of Shadow of Love. I am Holly, your co-host, writer, intimacy coach, lover of great white sharks, all things spooky and weird. And I'm joined today with my lovely co-host, Ernest. Hey, Ernest.
Hey, Holly, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am good. My name is Ernest. I am the proud co-host of the Shadow of Love podcast, the co-founder of the Professional Heathen Society, a lover of all things soul, a chef of Southern cuisine, a restaurant manager, bar manager, all-around foodie, and a sixth eye enthusiast. And I am very, very happy to be here today.
I'm happy to be here too. So today, our topic is love and the holidays.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. So for you, right now we're kind of in prime cuffing season. And for those of you at home who aren't aware of what cuffing season is, it's when people look for a potential mate to get them through the holidays, to have like a date for family gatherings, and parties with friends, and just to have general companionship when the weather turns cold, if you're in a part of the world that does that. And it's wild out there. There's just that scramble to try to nail someone down so that you don't have to be alone on your holiday.
Yeah, this shit's like the mall closing, and I'm a tickle me Elmo. Yeah, I'm not gonna say that I'm cuffed. I'm not cuffed, but I'm, you know, dating or whatever, and like right before the holiday season, which is a thing that I've never done before in my previous single iterations. I've never dated. I always would break up like October 1st or whatever, because like just to get the whole thing out of the way, so there's no like idea that we're going to be together for the holidays. Like I would break up with women. I would break up before the holidays and wouldn't actively date again until like after St. Patty's Day. So I had like a 6-month window of singlehood guaranteed. So it's a weird time because I guess, I don't know what it is. Like people get lonely or whatever, because like the holidays are a very romantic time to some people. So there's this desire to share it with other people. Or if you're single, the holidays, for some, it can like augment their loneliness. Like, I don't know, like if people get more depressed during the holidays or not. Like people get more depressed during the holidays if they're already depressed anyway. Right. But if you're like, it's the holidays and everyone's like last year, remember I was at Light Up Night? And I thought it was so gross to see all those couples. And I was like mad single, like right in the throes of my divorce. And I thought that like watching these couples hold hands and drinking hot cocoa and shit, right? I thought that shit was gross or whatever. But cut to a year later, I'm fitting to be like drinking hot cocoa and holding hands and shit. Like I am booked solid through at least Thanksgiving right now. So as you know, as it stands. So don't listen to me today. I'm already booked, it appears. So at least through Thanksgiving. I'm booked through Thanksgiving, it appears. So, and I'm okay with that for now.
Do you think part of the willingness is just getting older and not wanting to be out in the streets quite as much, so it feels better to kind of be with someone during that holiday season?
I think that's part of it. You know what I mean? I really do. I think it's part of it, but I also think that there's like this narrative that surrounds the holidays of like, you know, some of it I think is, a lot of it may be retail driven, where, you know, you have to be coupled up, you know, every kiss begins with K's and all that bullshit, and people get engaged at holiday get-togethers like Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's. Like Zales be popping this time of year. It'd be popping as Zales, right? So I think there's a lot of it is driven that way. But as you get older, I think your desires also change too. You know, so for me, and I'm just going to say for me, I can't say for everybody. For me, I could do it either way. I could either be coupled up or not. I've never really, really been outside of my marriage or whatever. I've been coupled up a few times over the holidays and it was great. I've had some great holiday experiences with some of my exes, right? Really great. But I could go either way. Like I could live with it or live without it. But I think that there's like this need that's out there. I don't know what really, really totally inspires it. There's a need for people to not want to be lonely or to really, really just like seek companionship for the holidays. I don't know totally why, but I've seen, I'm watching people slowly because I'm out in them streets and, you know, I live in a certain neighborhood and I'm watching people slowly like pop up with people like, oh, I didn't know you're, you know what I mean? Like I'm seeing my friends, you know, dating all of a sudden after like being single all through the summer, like all through spring and summer, and all of a sudden like, hey, this is Katie. I'm like, oh, okay. Like when did you and Katie start dating? Oh, we met right before Halloween. I'm like, oh, well, shit, dude, you stuck through Christmas, right? You are stuck through Christmas. Then you're going to breeze through the holiday. Then you're going to breeze through, you know, not St. Patrick's Day, but Valentine's Day. You're going to be in a relationship. I can't really say that. How can I put it? I'm dating. So I'm not going to, I don't like to overshare my shit. I'm dating and I'm like I said, I think I'm booked through Thanksgiving for sure. But like the person that I'm dating, I'm not dating because I don't want to be alone for the holidays. I'm dating because I care about. So that's the thing too. If you're going to fuck around this time of year, because you know, the narrative is like about romance and love and sharing and caring and 'tis the season, man, make sure you really like that person, right? Don't let it be a thing to where you're using them to fill a certain void in your life, because that shit's fucked up. I've seen it happen to people or whatever, right? Like don't have somebody be an emotional stand-in or a romantic stunt double for the shit that you really want, right? So I'm standing firm on that. Right. Like that's like the stuff I'm trying to figure out too. So
that's pretty fair. I think that the goal should always be a genuine connection and not just something born out of, you know, a sense of loneliness or a sense of feeling that you're missing something simply because it is so saturated at this time of year with coupling. You know, the couple factor is huge around the holidays. You can't, it's why Hallmark had released what, like fucking 47 movies or some shit this year. It was like a banner year for Hallmark movies and they're all pretty much the same kind of plot line, which is fascinating to me that they can make many movies, but they are, you know, generally coupled. And I think especially for people who are non-heterative, the imagery around the holidays, there's not a lot of representation for queer romance or alternative romance. And so it's a very kind of specific narrative around what romance should look like during the holidays and who should be enjoying it and who should be participating. So.
Yeah, oh, Hallmark is very homogenized. For real, it's like, and they do like five. They do like maybe not even. I'm sorry, not even five. They do like two black Christmas movies, and the rest are just like, you know, a white woman who works at Hobby Lobby meets a prince from like some unknown country, but he's in America. It's like coming. It's like the weirdest shit, and like they always fall in love at a skating rink because like she's there with her kids. And he's there, you know, being rich and, you know, on the low, chilling. And they meet and like, and they're like, you know, love and difficulty. And then they get back together. Then there's like horse and carriage in the end. or whatever. And it's just like a bunch of white people like drinking hot cocoa. It's some weird shit. I don't fuck with Hallmark. And you're right. They're not really that. They're not inclusive at all. They just, you know, you're right. And I can't speak from a queer point of view, but there isn't a lot of, there's not a lot of that.
At one point, I was communicating with a film production company outside the US, and I submitted, you know, a concept to them because they do movies in that vein. And I asked quite, you know, bluntly, are, you know, do you have films where the lead characters can be queer? And it was, no, we're not there yet, but they can be accessories in the story. And so it's just, it's wild to me that the whole holiday feel very much seems to come from just that very straight and narrow view and a lot of the ads and holidays. I mean, I think it's slowly gotten more diverse, but I think, I don't know that people diversify because they really want to be inclusive or if they diversify because there's more money in it for them to do so around the holidays.
Like, I don't even get the whole accessory thing. Like, you know, like my gay friend is my handbag. I don't get that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I had a conversation not too long ago with a group of young filmmakers a few months ago. After a film festival, we were having dinner, and in one of the short films, one of the characters was just totally off the holiday thing, but it bothered me, and I had to say something because I'm the kind of person, if something bothers me, I gotta say something. I don't care if it's a mixed company or not. So in one of the films, which was a horror film, it was a group of young guys, but the one black character was a boy, early 20s, gay, and super afraid of everything. Like, he was the most afraidiest thing I've ever seen. And like in his short film, he was the most scared. He was the most effeminate and the most goofy, right? And I'd said something to these filmmakers after the film. I'm like, you know, I'm not gay, but I'm a black man. And, you know, this caricature of this portrayal of black men being, you know, gay and like super afraid. Like, first off, I don't think there's nothing wrong with being gay. Gay is just another interpretation of masculinity, right? So, but the hyper afraid thing and the black character always being gay, I'm really over that shit. Or whatever, for like a lot of different reasons. And I just said something like, you know, this is a dumbass representation of us, and it's buffoonery, but like on a different level, right? And it's just not funny anymore. Totally on another thing. It was just bugging me. Right. But, you know, you're right. There's not a lot of representation of that community at all. Or, you know, or if the black character is the gay character and his best friend is white and she's trying to find love and just can't seem to make it work in the crazy city.
Right.
And she bumps into some dude at a grocery store and, you know, she drops her oranges and he helps her pick them up and shit. Then they like, you know, their eyes meet and then, you know, they fall in love, whatever the fuck. And it's always, again, there's an ice skating rink involved in Hallmark movies. Don't know why. So I went off on a whole tangent.
It's either ice skating rinks or it's like someone who owns a bakery or a flower shop.
Yeah. Like, how many fucking bakeries do white women own?
It's a fair question.
I need that on a t-shirt. Because I'm about to go to the bakery down the street that a white woman owns. Like, literally, like, I'm equidistant two blocks between, like, the bakery that's owned by the gay couple and then, like, the bakery that's owned by the white woman. So hopefully they'll fall in love.
So how do you navigate being semi-cuffed during the holidays? And what does that mean and look like for you in terms of what are your responsibilities as far as the holidays go? Like, you know, there's all different levels of, like, if you're married, you know what your role is, right?
Yeah.
Like it's clearly defined. There is like mutual participation. there are expectations around, you know, how each of you are going to contribute. If you're in a long-term relationship, I think by then you have that down. But in a newer relationship, that's like a really, that's really kind of shaky ground in some ways.
It is. Oh, it is.
The holidays just amp up everyone's emotions, right? And then you are at times throwing friends and family into that mix, which is like a whole other ball game of crazy.
Yeah. And that's exactly what, like yesterday I was at my, you know, one of my best friend's houses yesterday. And like, we're not even friends at this, we're family or whatever. We're very close. His family and I, and we were sitting and talking about like, what are we going to do for the holidays? So we're like planning this Friendsgiving, and his wife, whom I love to death, she was like, so are you going to bring such and such to the party? Cause you know, I haven't met her yet. And I was like, yeah, for sure. Or whatever, of course. And that's the thing too, like introducing someone to people, I get nervous about that because one, you know, this person is a reflection of what I like, right? Like, this is what does it for me. You know what I mean? Like this is boiling my eggs right now, you know? And so like, you want everybody to get along, but sometimes people don't get along. People don't see eye to eye, you know? And I have a big family, a big loving family, and we're loud. And there's going to be some liquor, and there's going to be tons of food, and people are going to say crazy shit. So like, I'm very nervous introducing people to my family. And then like, also if you meet my close friends, that means I fuck with you for real. Like, we don't got to go to Zales. Like, bitch, like I really fuck with you because like, these are my core group of people that really, really matter to me. Like, these are the people that I love. Right. And I want you to, and also a reflection of you too. Right. I've come to find out in recent events, your friends are a reflection of you. And sometimes your friends can do goofy shit and turn off people. You know, it happens. So I'm to be honest with you, I'm a little bit nervous. Right. I'm nervous about introducing her to my peoples. Or whatever, because like that also means that's also the thing about the holidays. Like, you got some staying power if you meet my family, right? You meet my core group of people, because everybody hasn't done that. To be honest with you, I never really introduced a lot of people to like my mom and my family. Not because I'm embarrassed of them, and not like because they're just a lot. It's because like, that means I really want you to stay around. Like, I want you to be, it means I want you to be a part of this at some level or another, right? Because after you meet this person, like, you're going to see them in a grocery store. After, like, we could break up or whatever. And you're going to see this person out and about eventually or whatever. Because for some reason or another, you know, my life circle is very small. My bubble, my bubble of people is small. So introducing her and like, also she's introducing me to people too. And so like, that shit makes me nervous because like, you're also being judged. There's, you know what I mean? There's some potato salad, but there's also some opinions being passed around too, right? And so I think a lot of it sometimes is performative because like, you're meeting strangers and you got to be on your best behavior and be the best you can possibly be. And, you know, chew with your mouth closed and don't, you know, drop F-bombs. Do not put raisins in the potato salad. Who the fuck made the potato salad? Like, that's the rule of my family. Like, who, you know, black people shit. Who made the potato salad? Like, you might go to a family get together, and there'll be three potato salads there, right? So, yeah, that's a lot of that to me. And plus, you know, I date interracially, so there's also that factor too of like, you know, meeting people that are, you know, like not black at black family events, and there's a whole lot of other shit. So to be honest with you, if I was to share, I'm like, I'm a little bit nervous because like, you know, I actually like this person or whatever, and she likes me and we're trying to figure this shit out as we go along. So the holidays, and then fuck, now I got to buy a gift.
Yep.
Now I'm gonna be that goofy, you know, now you're goofy at the mall, right? So it's a lot. Fuck me. It's a lot.
I'm single, so I'm really happy to be on my own at this point.
And there's some fucked up holiday songs. Like, you ever hear that song, What Did the Lonely Do at Christmas?
No.
Oh, shit. Oh, here's the thing, too. Like, Black Christmas songs, like, when Black people sing Christmas songs, it's different, right? Like, there's some, like, suicide Christmas songs out there. For real. Like I said, What Did the Lonely Do at Christmas? Prince's Last Night I Spent Another Lonely Christmas. Christmas Just Ain't Christmas Without the One You Love. Like, check on your friends. Check on your single
friends. You've had some dark Christmases, my friend, because that hasn't been in my rotation.
Oh, I'm going to send you the link for Pandora's R&B Holidays. Like Marvin Gaye has a Christmas song. What is it called? Where I guess he's a PO, he's a, and this is wild shit. He's like a POW in Vietnam, right? And he's like penning a Christmas letter to the love of his life from like a prison camp in Vietnam. True shit. You can look the song up. I think, you know, Black people get deep for the holidays. So, yeah, I'm bracing her for that. Whatever. Because we're gonna do a Black Christmas.
Are you nervous about, because you and I have talked, like you have a spectrum of political leanings in your family. Are you nervous about anything related to politics? Because interracial is, I mean, let's be real, that shit is hard enough. And sometimes you have to break things, especially if it's like an older family member who came from a different generation. Like, they just, they're hard pressed to get it. And I grew up in a household where my second husband was Black. And up until, you know, we really started dating, like, I grew up in a household where I had an aunt who threw the N-word out at the holidays. Like, I was horrified for a lot of my, because nobody else said anything to her. And she was, you know, she was my godmother. She was financially generous and stuff. So I think people just didn't feel a need to say anything. And then when I started dating my husband, I kind of had enough of it. And then I got pregnant and I was like, no, I don't want this energy around these kids that are going to be, you know, identifying as Black. And I wrote her a really long letter and just laid out like why I thought it was really inappropriate for her to be doing that moving forward. And my mom got mad at me and it was a whole thing. She never used the word again. She didn't talk to me for a while, but then she never used the word again. And then my son was born and her perspective really shifted, but it could have gone many other ways where, you know, I'm already a little hard pressed to deal with my family unless like I really need to for things, but like,
yeah,
it could have gone even further. So it's just wild to me that you have families that really come with their own preconceived stuff. And so it can be really hard to intertwine and intermingle those things and find ways to navigate without hurting the people that you're bringing into those circles and making sure that they're not walking away feeling completely battered by the holidays and just.
I have in the past have told people, like, before we get out of this car, I got to tell you something. Like, you got to season them before, you know, they get cooked, right?
It's a primer, like, yeah.
Yeah, like, hey, I got to tell you right now, my family's crazy. Like, you're about to walk into a house full of people whom we all look alike. It's going to be loud as hell. There's going to be music playing. There's going to be like a Tyler Perry movie playing on this TV, right? There's going to be brown liquor and cussing. You know what I mean? It's a lot. You know what I mean? One of my uncles might hit on you, right? Like, guaranteed, one of my uncles might pinch your ass or whatever. Guaranteed this shit's going to happen, right? So, like, you're going to see some wild shit and you're going to see a lot of food. There's going to be a ton of food, right? And a ton of people. But, like, brace yourself. This night is going to be crazy, right? So Yeah, I'm just like trying to prepare her for that. But I think this time she actually met my aunt, right? And here's the thing about my family too, which I look big up to my family there because I love them to death. I really do. And there's a lot of us. She actually met my aunt, who's like my sister. And so I was talking to my uncle the other day, and he actually asked me about her. And I'm like, I didn't know that you knew about her. And he was like, yeah, my sister told me about her. You know, like, are y'all still going out? And I'm like, yeah, like my family, like we're not gossipy, but like everybody knows what everybody's doing or whatever. So, you know, and I mentioned that, you know, she wasn't black. And he's like, oh, I already know, right? So then he's like, are you coming to the thing? We trying to get together before the holidays, before it snow. And I'm like, yeah. So just, we're going to have like a pre-holiday party anyway, where everybody gets together. So she's going to meet a good few people or whatever. So I'm nervous, but like there are some family members that are older that might, I don't think they will say anything. If they were sober, they wouldn't say anything off the cuff. That's the thing too. Like we come with a warning label. So, like do not add. We're like liquor gremlins. Like don't give us liquor after 8 o'clock or whatever. So I don't think that it should be too bad. Like I'm the kind of person where like, you know, if I want her around, I do want her, I'd like it to be a good impression or whatever. Because like once you meet my family, that means I really fuck with you for real. Like I really care about you or whatever. You know, it's not an engagement ring, but it's like, you know, I fuck with you for real. If you meet my mama, if you meet my aunties and my uncles or whatever, and you're in our crazy, you meet our crazy tribe, which is crazy and loving, then you mean something to me. And like the last person I introduced to my family was my ex-wife. Like I think I've only introduced like maybe four women to my family or whatever, like family gatherings, because I just don't do that shit. That means I fuck with you for real. So I don't know. Like, you know, like I'm not trying to keep her under wraps like she's some secret, you know, you know what I mean? So I don't know. Like I usually don't do it, but it looks like this year and this Christmas might be a little different. You know, every kiss begins with K's. You're gonna see me in Zell's looking goofy. You're gonna see me at the mall with that little bag or whatever. Cause like people don't know this because I talk to Holly all the time. So the lady I'm dating just had a birthday in September or whatever. And Holly helps me, like she's my life coach on the side. So she helps me like with my purchasing and what to do and what not to do. Cause I'm still a dating baby. I'm a dating baby.
You are. You're in your early stages.
My teeth are coming in now. So yeah, Holly helps me make good decisions as far as like what to do and what not to do. Right. So yeah. I don't know. I don't want to be forced into like, you know, holiday love or nothing like that. But like there is like this thing where, you know, you get the warm and fuzzies and it's cold and you want to be coupled up and you want to be indoors and there's a lot of snuggling. There's a lot of that shit that's going on that's about to happen. And I like snuggling. You know what I mean? I like the warm and fuzzies. So I'm trying to be careful to like not overshoot where I'm at in this relationship or whatever, and just try to keep everything in front of me. And that's what I'll suggest to anybody, because we talk about this all the time, is if you're going down this road, like make sure it's not a holiday feels. Make sure your feels are real feels.
I don't know. I don't think outside of marriage that I've ever had significant partners during the holidays that I can recall at any point in time. And I was never one for wanting to just hang out with someone for, because again, like I I'm similar to you. Like, I'm not going to even bring you around my family unless there's like some potential longevity, because that's a whole fucking thing. Like, it's a thing. And I'm just not going to go there. So if, so I've, I don't know, I've spent most holidays alone, and I actually, I don't mind it. I have my own kind of like routine for shit. You know, I have a holiday movie I watch every fucking year. And I'm fortunate that I have kids, because kids keep you busy enough that you're not seeing yourself as being alone, I guess, even when I don't have them directly on Christmas, because my ex and I alternate. But, you know, I have them around that time for a period, or for whatever you're celebrating. In my case, it's Christmas. But I don't know, like, I've never felt that kind of loneliness where I like wanted to go and find someone in a bar and then like try to date them for a month just so I didn't have to go to stuff. Like, I've never been afraid to go to family functions alone. I mean, you get all the questions, right? And people want to know why you're single, or that shit gets old. But
everybody know why I'm single.
Right? But, you know, it's cool. Like, there's people now that like rent themselves out to you for the holidays. Have you seen that shit?
No, that's terrible.
They'll like post stuff on Craigslist, and you can hire them to like go to your family dinners. And
that's an escort.
It's kind of, yeah, but without the sex. Instead, like, you can pay them on levels based on how much they interact with your family, like bringing up sensitive topics and other things like that.
Yeah, that's still an escort. That's it, even though like that's emotional, like, you know, like, you want me to hold your hand, that's $50 more, you know, a front and the back. Well, what's the front and the back? Yeah, you're an emotional escort. You know, if you want to hand it, that's an extra $100. Like, whoa, I just wanted you to like meet my cousins. Right.
I don't know, from a single perspective, like, I'm actually looking forward this year to just kind of have like a quiet. Last year was hard, because last year my relationship with my soon to be former husband really ended about a day or so after Thanksgiving. Like, that's the last meal that we had together, was Thanksgiving. So I'm looking at how I'm navigating through that this year. And then, you know, it was just me and the kids through Christmas, and it was really hard. Like, I was pretty heartbroken, and
yeah,
I'm in such a better place this year where I feel like I don't feel that heaviness that I felt. And I wasn't, and still, even with that, I was not sad enough to listen to really bad Christmas music that would depress me further, thankfully. But I don't know, this year it feels much lighter, and it feels more adventurous. And I'm looking forward to hopefully us having a really good winter here. Our fall has been spectacular. This is like the best fall that I've lived through since I've been in New Mexico. So I don't know. It's just, everything feels much more promising around this time of year than it did a year ago.
Yeah.
And I think that's a testament to the power of time. And, but when you're in a relationship where things are not great, or you're in like that heartbreak, man, like, the holidays are hard. They're,
oh,
like last year, I remember,
for sure,
wanted to get through it. Like, can I just get through the day without crying? That was my goal.
Yeah, I didn't cry, but like, I remember like last, because like, I just got back here. I just got to my apartment, and my best friend's wife, whom I love, she's like a sister. She's Latina, so she don't give a fuck. Here's the thing. Latina women don't give a fuck about height. And I'm not saying this to sound stereotypical, but like, she was like, what are you doing for Christmas? And I'm like, I'm not doing anything for Christmas, right? I'm not putting up a tree. I'm not celebrating shit. It's my first Christmas without my, you know, without my family, without my son. It's cold. It's gray here. I'm not feeling nothing or whatever. And I was a little bit, I was depressed. Well, you know, I was depressed or whatever, right? I was really, you know, I was fucked up. So like, she bought me a Christmas tree. Remember last year, like, she bought me, she bought me a little Christmas tree, and I named her Gladys. And I put Gladys up, and I put lights on her. But I remember like Christmas Day, I didn't leave my apartment. I just kind of like waited out the day. You know, I'm like, I kind of stayed in bed all day. I answered text messages from people, but I didn't go to like dinner. I didn't do like the usual routine because, you know, it was my first year. To be honest with you, it was my first year alone in well over a decade and a half. So it was new and it didn't feel good. This year, you know, I'm back in my stride. I'm in therapy. I'm in a loving and stable environment of friends and family. I don't see my family enough, and I got to really work on that. That's starting to bug me a little bit, but I'm working and I'm in a good circle of people, and I'm loved and loved in return, which is important, right? So, like as we said earlier, like make sure that you know whatever you're doing, there's some reciprocity in it. So I'm in a better place than I was last year. I really am. Like I told my friend Yvette, I'm like, hey, just so you know, this Christmas, I'm all in. Right? Like I'm all in this Christmas. I'm fully vested this Christmas. I'm not gonna be, you know, an emotional Scrooge like I was last year. And I get it. Like you can be bitter. It's if you're bitter or whatever, if you're not right, don't try to force festivities. You know what I mean? Ride your feelings out. Don't try to force yourself to be happy. Don't try to force yourself to be fun. Like, be who you are, even if it's not happy, right? Be who you are through the holidays. Don't let this shit make you crazy. Like, there's not a specific feeling that you're supposed to have because of the day on the calendar. And if you need help, you know, seek help. Get therapy. Call a hotline, you know. Do something that's going to make you feel good that doesn't have Christmas or Thanksgiving or, you know, the holiday shit attached to it. You don't have to do it if you don't want to. You don't. And you're not wrong if you don't want to do it or whatever. Because the last thing you want to be is at a holiday party, you know, a couple of drinks in and find yourself crying in your best friend's bathroom because you're miserable or whatever. So be careful. Be mindful of your feelings. Be mindful of the person that you're with or whatever. Don't be dropping L-bombs because it's Thanksgiving. Don't be dropping L-bombs because it's New Year's. Don't be dropping L-bombs because it's Christmas or Christmas Eve. Keep your feelings where they're supposed to be, right? Like, just keep this shit honest, which that's what I'm really working on this holiday. Like, I'm still trying to figure out, you know, my feels and, like, how things are, the distance that things are going to go and what I want and, you know, my expectations. And I'm not swaying from that at all for anybody, right? Like I could care about somebody, but if there's something that I feel that I want in return, either I get that or I'm gone, right? So, and I don't give a fuck. Like, you know, I'll sit on Santa Claus's lap and whisper in his ear, like, you know, Santa, I need good bitches this year. Like, I'll be dead ass serious about like my wishes. Santa, send me good bitches. So make sure, like, just keep it realistic. Like, honestly, keep this shit realistic. And there's also the pressure of, which I've noticed because I was at a store. Where was I at? I went in a Dollar Tree. And they had back to school shit. They had Halloween shit. They had, you know, random ass seasonal orange shit. And they had holiday, they had Christmas shit up at the same time. And I took a picture of it because, like, this is crazy as hell. Right? Like, there's the retail aspect of Christmas that I think fucks with people too, romantically. Because if you're not in the right position financially, right, you may disappoint some people for Christmas, right? And that's a whole other added pressure of Christmas, right? Like, if your girl won a tennis bracelet and and you get her a friendship ring, your ass is in trouble,
right?
So you got to be careful about that. There's so many pressures about the holidays that people tend to forget about during this season too, right? Which is unfair. So be careful of the retail of your emotions.
you don't want to overextend yourself and do it just for the sake of trying to meet someone's expectation for the holiday that you know you really can't afford. Like that's not good either, because that can also breed resentment, you know, for yourself in the long run as well. I think, again, that's like setting expectations. I think having conversations, like communication is always the key part, right? Like if you're in a couple, like what are we doing in terms of gift exchange? And, you know, should we set a financial limit? And
you know, just about to say that, yeah.
Just have like really honest conversations about what those expectations are, what you each are hoping you will get in terms of participation from the other person for events and parties, because the holidays can also be draining and exhausting. And it can take a lot out of you to be, you know, circumnavigating those spaces, right? Because it's not just you going out with a person you like, it's you interacting with people that you or they are involved with. And it's a lot of energy. And for myself, I'm more of an introvert, but I definitely come off, I think, at times as an extrovert, but I'm really not. And so when I go into spaces like that, I mean, it just exhausts me. And so you don't necessarily want to be scheduling yourself to be doing that for an entire weekend if you know that you're going to need recovery time. And I think self-care, it's about, if you're in a good relationship, you're going to maintain your level of self-care. You're going to maintain your boundaries with what you are able to do financially and for that person in terms of participation. And you're going to communicate those in a really effective way.
Yeah. I mean, I remember last holiday season, I remember, it was December 29th or whatever. It was December 29th, a day that will live in infamy, that I made a complete ass of my, Holly knows the story. I'll share some of it, right? With the pretext of saying, if you're not in a good mood and you're not emotionally stable, don't go out and you're lonely or whatever, and you're feeling some kind of way, be careful of how much you indulge over the holiday season. Don't drink a bunch of bourbon and, you know, start talking to the girl next to you. Because I had a really wild ending of last year, you know.
Right.
I can be, well, I mean, messy.
I think it's really messy in general when you're just meeting people around this time of year. And if you're, you know, meeting them under a context where you're not sober. Again, if you're in your feelings, if you're in the feelings that the holidays produce, that's going to be like amplified, and it's going to make you potentially feel things. I think it potentially creates issues where you don't catch red flags.
Because yeah, I got drunk and proposed to somebody like 3 times that night. Right. So, and that's the truth. So be careful of how much you indulge, whatever your high may be. Make sure that you control yourself, you know, master your high before you go out in the streets too for the holidays. Don't be in somebody's car asking them to marry you 3 times while you're still married.
Right.
No, like I was saying, like make sure you can be in the right frame of mind, which is hard for anybody on any given day anyway, like on a regular day. But like the holidays, just how they bring out the best in people or they bring out the worst. So I think last year, to be honest with you, I was not in the right, I wasn't in a good place in my head. And I really kind of overdid a lot to try to like numb the pain of being alone for the first time in years. and under circumstances like, you know, the onset of my divorce and everything like that, my divorce proceedings, which I'll never talk about publicly, you know, in detail, but I was in a weird place, and I kind of, you know, it was like me and bourbon a little bit. Like, I was just like in my feels and in my bourbon, right? And in my empty apartment, just, you know, ruminating. And I took that energy out into the streets, which I shouldn't have done, even though I was talking to my therapist about it, because I'm very open with my therapist about everything. And I knew I wasn't in the right place in my head, and I was still out there in them streets, and I made a mess, whatever, that I, you know, I'm still paying for that shit today. So to some degree, personally, amongst friends and that I've had for years. So just be careful, man, mind your step. Just mind your step, because like, you never know, you know, what kind of energy you're putting out there. You might get some energy back that's not good for you and not good for the person that you're involved with. Like, for real. I really do mean that. Be careful. I'm being very mindful this time, because like, I guess that I'm in a, not to overshare, but like, you know, I'm in a crossroads relationship wise. So I'm trying to still figure out like where things are going to go. I'm trying to figure out like how much I'm willing to give and all that stuff. So the holidays are an added pressure for any relationship. And it's supposed to be a fun time. It's supposed to, you know, it doesn't have to be what the TV tells you it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be what you want it to be and with the person that you're with. So I'm being very mindful. I'm still trying to figure this shit out. I'm actually kind of nervous about everything. Like, I'm anxious because it's been a long time since I've had feels, and I'm very, you know, I got real feelings, right? I'm like different than what I used to be. Like, I'm sensitive and vulnerable and open about my shit. So the holidays are, it's going to get weird a little bit. Not weird like in a bad way, but like, you know, like, hey, you know, you know, my cousins, whatever. So, and plus, like, this person has actually met some of my family members anyway. So, and they have a good rapport. So I'm not really, I'm nervous because I get nervous. That's all.
Well, I think that that's normal. And I would be surprised if someone wasn't nervous. I mean, there's anytime you're introducing a new dynamic into anything that's established, like family, it just changes things. So you have to be mindful of everybody's comfort. And I don't know. I've been ruminating lately just on the fact that, you know, this Thanksgiving thing is impending. And I don't really have any certain feelings attached to it, which I think is good. But it's not like I'm not going to forget that that's like that. That's where. So actually, my past two marriages have both ended during the holidays. Well, that just, thanks for reminding myself of that. Great job. But like, you know, last year it was Thanksgiving, and then my marriage prior, literally on Christmas Eve, we got into a huge argument, and my ex-husband was like, you know, that's it. After the holidays, we're done. And then we were, kind of. I mean, it dragged, but still. So I don't know. It took me a long time to like get back to a place where I could like Christmas again. And now I'm like, I'm a little bit on the outs with Thanksgiving. I don't want to be. So I don't know. I'm really fortunate I have my kids this year for the holidays, so I won't be alone. And I don't know. We're just gonna try to have fun. And I've been branching out artistically this year, and I'm part of an art show the day after Thanksgiving. So right now that's my focus. And I'm really so feeling so blessed and grateful for that opportunity and that distraction, so that I don't have to ruminate. And then the week after Thanksgiving, hopefully my divorce will be finalized, because we have some court things happening. So it's going to be a really loaded weekend for me around all of that.
Yeah.
I'm just reminding myself I have to like integrate a lot of self-care. I have to make sure that I'm, you know, maintaining the routines that benefit me in terms of just exercising and sleeping well and making sure that I'm, you know, keeping myself healthy so that I feel like if I can keep those parts healthy, then the emotions tend to align better, you know, because like you were saying, once you start like sipping on a bottle or going down a road of things that aren't healthy, it's, you just fall into a whole other wormhole of chaos. It's the best way to put it.
Fuckery.
Fuckery.
Fuckery and hijinks. So hopefully this year under my Christmas tree, there'll be divorce papers for me to sign. That's all I really want.
It's all I want for Christmas too.
All I want for Christmas is a divorce. Right. I'm gonna leave that one there, but like that's what I really, really want for Christmas this year. Like, dear Santa, right? I saw a shooting star the other day and I was like, I made a wish on that bitch. I swear to God I did. I was on Homewood Avenue. I just got off work. I was walking to my buddy's bar and I saw a shooting star. And I was like, on God, I just hope I get divorced soon. Right? That's what I wish for. Like, I didn't wish anything bad. Like, I almost wish for something bad on somebody. I'm like, don't do that. Just hope you just get divorced. Right?
Yeah.
Like, I had to check my wish just in case, because you very rarely see a shooting star. So I was like, divorce. Like, that's all I want. Whatever. And peace. That's the thing, too. You know, like, don't let this shit get too frenetic on you. And you're right. I think like this year, like I'm gonna have a conversation to where like, you know, everybody's money is different. So I'm gonna like set a spending limit. Like, don't, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want someone to have pressure as far as like gift giving on me, because like I'm a cheap date, or I'm real simple. Like, I like hats, I like shoes, and I like sweaters. Right. So keep it in that vein and I'm good or whatever. And I like jewelry. But like, not jewelry, like, you know, like bead bracelets and shit like that. I'm real simple. So I'm going to like not. I'm fancy.
You're right? you're like a lower level high maintenance.
Yeah, like I'm not a class A. I'm like a class B high maintenance. But like, I do like my own maintenance. That's the thing, too. Like, I don't need somebody else to do the maintaining. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm all about, you know, grooming and, you know, manicures and shit. But that's just me. That's me. I don't need somebody else to do that shit. I like to be pretty. Right. But like, I don't want somebody to be pressed to help me with that. Whatever. Like, do the best that you can, but don't do it to where you're pressed or it's going to hurt you on the back end financially or whatever. So I want to set a spending limit this year, just to keep like the pressure low or whatever. You know what I mean? But fuck, I think this is going to be the first holiday I've spent with somebody else besides my wife. So that's weird.
I mean, and as I'm just starting to feel like it's safe out in the water for me to go, you know, like, the water's not dirty anymore. I can see if something's coming, which is interesting, because I'm not really trying to intentionally date around the holidays, but I'm really starting to feel like I wouldn't mind meeting people. And like Ernest knows, I've literally been, I will be like a year on November 30th, 29th or 30th. That I've been by myself for a year solid. I have 3 days and I will have been celibate for a year, which I think is a huge accomplishment. And I'm really excited to celebrate that by not having sex, but doing something for myself that's nice. Just because I really wanted to take that time to really heal and become a better person.
You are a better person.
I feel like a better person. And not that I was a bad person before, but, you know, I definitely feel that I am much more grounded and rooted in who I am, which I think is It's a good thing. So I don't know. This is an interesting time for me because I don't really want to start dating people around the holidays for all the reasons that we already talked about in this show. But at the same time, like, I do find myself starting to branch out and feeling like, okay, you know, I think that maybe I have space to finally entertain someone else's dynamic in some form or fashion. I don't know what that'll look like yet. So,
it's going to look like what it's going to look like, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm in this thing where, to me, like, I know that I actually care about this person because I miss them when I'm not with them. And that's weird for me. You know, that's some new shit for me, for real. So I'm trying to be really careful of making demands and making, I don't want to press anybody right now, right? But like, I know I dig this person because, you know, you and I talk off the show all the shit. We talked yesterday for a couple hours.
I know.
Right. So yeah, I'm not trying to press anything. I want everything to happen, you know, organically or whatever. But like, I think that I'm kind of at a crossroads with some stuff with this person. Right. I'm on the pot. So it, you know what I mean? That's a terrible, you know, metaphor, but like, I'm on the pot right now, I think. So I got to figure out what I'm going to do. Whatever. That's okay.
You know, I mean, that's a part of learning to navigate some of that stuff. And
being on the pot before Christmas is uncomfortable.
That's the worst place to be.
Yeah, like that should be a Christmas song. Like, I'm on the pot before Christmas and don't know what to do. Get off the pot or make a number two. Right? Like, so I think I'm fit to make a number two, but I just haven't figured out how that's going to look or whatever. It's just weird. I don't know. It's just a confusing time. It can be confusing for people who are level-headed and, you know, not emotionally vulnerable, which I think we all are anyway. So it's a weird time. It can be weird. Like, you know, I'm pretty much booked through Thanksgiving and I'm looking forward to it, you know, and I'm enjoying the company that I'm spending right now. And I'd like to see more of it, I think. That's my only issue right now. So I think I'm gonna do the best I can for the holidays to get through them the way that works for me and the way that works for who I'm seeing. Right. So like, I have this nervous energy that I would never confess to before. Right. I think that's part of it too. I'm being more open about how I feel about everything. So, which is weird and off-putting for like some people around me, because like, I just say how the fuck I feel, right? And it may not be what people want to hear, right? Because I had a long conversation with a friend of mine yesterday about, you know, where I want this relationship to go. Fuck, we had that conversation too. So it was a conversation of my weekend, right? Some things I'm not going to divulge everything, but like, you know, so I'm just trying to figure out where this relationship is going to go before the holidays. Right. And I think you know, of course I want this person around. So I'm just trying to figure it out. You know.
You'll get there. I have faith.
Yeah. Somebody has. Like, that makes one of us.
As we kind of wrap up, do you have any like solid Christmas holiday, any kind of media that you indulge in at this time of year that's like your go-to emotional support movie or song? Or
Oh yeah, that like Donny Hathaway's "This Christmas" is my all time favorite Christmas song. And Fantasia made an album a couple of years ago. She has a great Christmas album. It's a dope album. So I listen to that, and I pregame with like my Charlie Brown shit. You gotta have some Charlie Brown. And my favorite all time, I have two favorite Christmas movies. One is It's a Wonderful Life, which is a dark ass movie. If you really like get into this movie, it's just dark. Like this motherfucker jumped off a bridge. So like there's an attempted suicide from the rip. Like he goes broke and tries to kill himself from the gate.
He was listening to all that music that you were talking about earlier.
So yeah. So like there's a lot of pressure there. And Christmas Story. So
I love A Christmas Story. It's probably my favorite holiday movie of all time. And they have a sequel coming out in like I think around Thanksgiving, if not sooner. So that'll be out soon. And I'm curious to check that out with him as an adult. So, oh, super excited. I love A Christmas Story. It's so stupid and cheesy, but I love the movie Love Actually.
Oh, that's cheesy.
It is so cheesy, but I like the music and I love everything British. So it checks a lot of boxes for me. And, you know, I don't know. There's just something about it. And there's something about Mariah Carey singing All I Want for Christmas that just, I don't know, reaches the inner part of my heart and lights some fires.
Yeah, I'm going to have to put up some links for some Christmas music on our Instagram page.
Yeah, we should do that.
Yeah.
As long as it's nothing too depressing. Try to.
No, no depressing. No, you know, no, you know. I mean, last year was bad for me. Like, shit, I needed people to check on me last Christmas. You know, fucking found me. Yeah, I didn't listen to one Christmas song last year. Not one holiday song. So I'm in a better place. And the place that I'm in doesn't have anything to do with me dating or anything like that. It's just I did the work, right? Did a lot of work.
Yeah, time and healing and self-reflection does wonders for, I think, being able to make it through these kind of transitions and hard times and into better times and even better times. So there's always that hope, right? You know, because it can feel tough out there, but just a reminder for the people that listen that you're not the only people that go through hard things, you know, so don't ever feel like you're completely alone. Not that we're professionals.
No, we are not professionals. This is the part of the show we do our disclaimer. We're not professionals. Don't try any of this shit at home. Clearly, we are just like fancy fuck ups who are just trying to figure the shit out and share with other people like our journey, which has been fun and sometimes sad and sometimes a lot, but it's good. I feel much better than I did last year. One of my other favorite Christmas movies, Die Hard. So I love that. I watched that.
I think all men love that movie.
Oh yeah, it's a dude movie. It's a dude movie, right? I turned my son onto it.
I never watched Die Hard until my ex-husband and I watched it 3 Christmases ago. Yeah, that was my first time into the foray of that film. So I won't be watching that one again. But you enjoy and have good time.
I'm gonna. But you know what? It'll make me, because I'm not gonna spend Christmas with my son this year. So it'll put me in my feels a little bit. But I'm good. I'm good in my feels. I fuck with my feels, for real. So I'm gonna leave it with this: like, stay sane, stay sensible. Stay as sober as you can, right? Don't like let your indulgences get you into something that you didn't want to find yourself in the next morning, right? So, you know, just be realistic about what you can and can't do and stay in your bandwidth of everything that you can do with your friends, with your finances, and with your family, right? Just keep everything in perspective.
Yeah, I would agree. I would say, you know, be safe. Make sure that you're taking good care of yourself, that you're understanding what your capacity and ability is for anything that you're undertaking during that time. Be genuine, you know, don't falsify feelings based on, you know, something that society has created as like a retail, go, you know, free for all. And just try to enjoy the spirit of the season. And even if you're not in love or in some kind of coupling or polyamorous thing, if that's your thing, where there's that kind of emotion running around, just enjoy the person you're with, you know, and enjoy that time and enjoy just the magic of the, I don't know, there's something just a little more tinkly about the holidays and being around people in that manner that just gives it a little sparkle. Enjoy the sparkle.
Enjoy the sparkle, but like, you know, also keep in mind, like, there's a day called December 26th and there's January 2nd. Right. So like, don't, you know, don't falsify your feels. That's all I got to say. Don't falsify your feels.
No, no. But, you know, enjoy what you can. I think it's, you know, if you're in a space where you have someone that it's mutually agreeable that you're enjoying it, then enjoy it and just be good to yourself. You know, love yourself first. The holidays is a really hard time to do that, but I think it's really important more than anything else. Just, you know, it's a good time to give yourself a lot of love.
I'm decorating this year. I'm so excited.
You can get a real tree.
I'm going to always get like a little tree. Like that's my new tradition. Being single is like a little Charlie Brown tree that I got last year, which I'm going to post on Instagram too. My tree, I call her Gladys. I'm going to post Gladys.
And if you love Gladys, we made a postcard out of Gladys and we have our merch at sol412.com. If you're looking for gifts for the holidays, you know, would be thrilled if it would be something from us. And, you know, Ernest, thank you. This was a great discussion and I am excited for you as the holidays approach. And I hope
I'm excited for you. I love you, Holly. You know, I do. You're the best.
Oh, I love you too.
You helped me in my journey along the way. And like, you know, you're my ace. So I got to say that too.
Oh, well, I love you too. And same right back at you. Ernest has been my kind of rock and fortitude for the past, I don't even know how long. It's been a minute. And, you know, as y'all venture out into the holiday season in spirit, as always, find yourself in darkness. We hope it's in the shadow of love.